Ake sivale amehlo sithandaze.
Let us now pray.
Siyabonga Baba wethu sezulwini ukuthi usiphe lesisikhathi sokuhlangana ngalendlela.
We thank you our heavenly Father for giving us this opportunity to come together in this manner.
Sibonga konke osenzele khona uNkulunkulu wethu kusukela ekuseni kuze kube manje.
We thank you for everything that you've done for us from the morning until now.
Siyabonga nokuthi ubagcinile laba abasha nabo bonke abafikile wabaphephisa endleleni bafika kahle.
We thank you, Lord, that you kept all the young people and the elderly on the road that they arrived here safely.
Sesicela umusa wakho uNkulunkulu wethu njengoba sesihlangene ukubube kanye nathi usibusise ngakho konke.
We now ask you, Lord, by your grace that you will bless us in everything that is still to be done.
Ngegama leNkosi uJesu siyacela.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we ask this.
Amen. Inkonzo yethu ke sizoyishiyela enhlanganweni umphakathi okhathazekile.
Now we'll hand over our program to the concerned young people of South Africa.
Yibo ke abayizinsizwa lezi zizozala iqhubeke ngendlela ke okuhleleke ngayo.
So the young men will continue accordingly.
Abanye sibayibethathe ngathi siwumphakathi okhathazekile sikhathazwa zidakamizwa nje kuphela. Iningi izinto ezisikhathazayo la eSouth Africa nasemhlabeni wonke.
People have this wrong idea that we are only concerned about drugs. There are so many other things that concern us in this world. There's something that's really troubling me and bothering me these days.
Lento le ehlongozwa uhulumeni ukuthi afundise izingane zethu ngobulili ngocansi esikoleni. Ayi iyangikhathaza leyo nto, iyangikhathaza, iyangihlupa. Angazi ke nini ukuthi
this idea of introducing comprehensive sex education in our schools, it doesn't really sit well with me.
Lento lenunule kuthiwa CSC, CSE.
CSE.
Ayi leyo nunuleyo. Ayi 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 ayi. Kuze kube ngathi impela ngathi ake siphume siyohlangana nayo la ngaphandle. Sivimbe. Ingakaphume mahovisi la igcinwe khona leyo nunu leyo. Kwaze kwakubi South Africa. Nginamahloni ukuthi kuthiwe ngiwase South Africa.
You see, this monster abbreviated as CSE that they want to introduce into our schools. I actually wish it was something that I can go outside and meet up with it. I will really fight and deal with it.
Hayi angiyeke ukukhuluma ngaleyo nto ngoba sengiqala ukujuluka.
I think I should actually stop speaking about that. I'm already starting to sweat.
Okubi ngoba abantu base South Africa angazi ukuthi banjani. Hayi yini okufanele nesibuse. Bese bededela umnqinile. Hayi phindani nesibuse badedela ubutabani. Phindani nesibusise badedela uhushulwa kweziso. Manje sebethi ke ingane zethu ziyesikoleni ziyofundiswa ngobulili. Sifundiselwe yibo ezethu izingane. Ha, nakho sengithanda ukujulu.
Now our problem as South Africans is that now we vote for a party that will rule for us and we say, yes, you govern us, they introduce same-sex marriage and we say, okay, you continue ruling over us and they introduce now abortion. Even now we still say, continue. Now they want to introduce this monster called CSE. So I think insizwa zofakaza insizwa ezintathu zomphakathi.
I greet you all this afternoon.
Ngiyabingelela nonke kule ntambama.
My name is Thabiso, my surname is Zulu.
Igama lakhe nesibongo leso.
So basically I'm just going to start from the way it starts. At home, I had a very wonderful childhood growing up. I grew up with my three sisters as well as my late brother.
Mangaqala eqaleni nje indaba ngakhula emndenini sikhula kahle ngakhula kukhona yonke into engangiyidinga ekhaya ngingadinge lutho.
And for me and my sister, I feel like we were very fortunate because when we grew up, we were actually very fortunate because we got to go to very good schools because my mother was really having a lot of dreams for us.
Mina nosisi wami saba nenhlanhla ngoba sakwazi ukuthi siye ezikoleni eziphambili sakwazi ukuthola imfundo ephambili.
And with that, going to a very good school, it came with being exposed to a lot of things that other kids who were also African and young at my age were not exposed to.
Ngenxa yesikolo esasifunda kusona nezinga esazibona sekulona sagcina sesivuleleka manje kwizinto abanye ontanga yethu abafunda abangafundi kulezi zikole eziphambili njengathi ababengavulelekanga kusona.
For instance, my mother and her family originate from Mlazi, which is a township, but we were also born in Mlazi but moved to Ashley. So in the school that we attended, in Ashley Primary School, me and my sister were the first and only black children. The entire school was actually just white children at the time.
Abazali bam bakhulela elokishini eMlazi, kodwa nathi sazalelwa khona yebo, kodwa emva kwalokho sasuka lapho sayohlala manje kuma suburbs. So ngafunda sinodadewethu kwakuyithina kuphela abantu abamnyama esikoleni sonke, kwakuyisikole sabantu abamhlophe.
So the things that we were exposed to in school were different from the things that we were being exposed to other kids in the other sections. For instance, when I was growing up, I was very easily exposed and I fell in love with technology. I loved computers and I loved playing sports. In primary school, I played a variety of sports from cricket, rugby, water polo, and basketball.
Ngathi ngisakhula esikoleni ngavuleleka entweni abanye ontanga yami abangavulelekanga kuzona. Kwenza isibonelo uchwepheshe la lobu ngangumuntu ozithandayo lezo zinto futhi nangenxa yokuthi esikoleni kwakhona sasenza imidlalo ehlukene nami ngayingxenye yalokho kuyinto engiyithandayo.
And as I continued to grow, when I was in grade 6, I remember that's where things started to look up for me. As I said, I played a multitude of sports in school. And for one of the sports that I got great at, which was the cricket, I told my cricket coach, I said, over the next 2 years, my plan is to play cricket sports to get to such a high level that I can get a scholarship to Pinetown Boys High.
Ngathi ngisenza grade 6, njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ngangumuntu owayethanda ezemidlalo, eyona mdlalo engangihamba phambili kuwona kwakuwumdlalo wecricket. Ngathi kusaqala unyaka ngatshela ukhoshi wami wecricket lo ukuthi ngifuna kule minyaka emithathu esele ukuthi ngidlale ngale ndlela ukuthi ngifinyelele kwizinga eliphezulu lapho abanye bazongibona khona ngikwazi ukuthola i-scholarship ngiqhubeke ngiyofunda kwesinye isikole esiyinsizwa kuphela.
And luckily for me, because of the infrastructure that the school had and the support that my mom gave me, she literally did almost everything that I needed. I was lucky enough to go on and represent the province and Durban district for cricket in 2011.
Ngenxa yalokho, ngakwazi ukuthi ngonyaka ka 2011 ngaqhubeka kuhamba kahle ngezemidlalo le cricket, ngaze ngafinyelela lapho mina ne team yam siyomela I province.
But like I did say before, I'm going to go forward, is that when I grew up, yes, I grew up a very young child like all other children. But for us, like I said, we grew up in a society where there was no one that looked like us. The only way I could survive was to actually adapt to those similarities. So in other communities that we knew, for instance, in my grandma's house, we used to hear about how people had problems with drugs, with weed and what. But where we came up, there was no drugs, there was no crime or anything when I was still in primary school. The biggest drug or the biggest problem that we faced with was popularity.
Njengoba bengishilo ukuthi ngangifunda esikoleni esihlukile kunontanga yami nabanye abafana nebala lami. Nakulesi sikole engangifunda kusona kwakuyithina kuphela abantu abamnyama. Ngenxa yalokho zathini ngasagcina sibone ukuthi nathi ngcono sifane senze izinto njengalaba esifunda nabo nathi singafani nabanye. Isibonelo, ngangithi uma ngiyovakashela ugogo wami ababehlale elokishini, ngizwe ukuthi kuba nenkinga yedakamizwa nalokhu nalokhuya, into thina esasingayazi. Thina inkinga esasinayo noba ngathi drug esasinalo thina kwakukufuna ukuduma.
And that's where it all began, because one day we were going to play cricket, I remember, at Peter Marisburg, and there was trials. And right after the tournament finished playing, we all gathered, the guys that I used to go to high school with. Normally what would happen is that the parents would come and pick us up and go home. But that one particular day, it was just a year before I went to high school, we met a group of girls that we knew from school. So they walked up to me and said, you know what, you guys don't have to go home after the games. There's something new happening in the city and you guys should be a part of it.
Kwenzeka ngisafunda ugrade 7 lapho sekunyaka wami wokugcina ukuthi ngiqede e-primary school amabanga amaphansi. Ngathi siyodlala umdlalo kwakuwama-trial lapho, abazali bami babezosilanda-ke uma kuphela imidlalo. Kodwa lapho bathi hhayi, khona abanye abangane bethu abangamantombazane basesikoleni esasihlangane nabo lapho, basitshela ukuthi no, asikho isidingo sokuthi nibuyele emakhaya nina.
And then it came to be that that night was going to be my first ever house party that I attended. So what she was actually inviting to me was that, like I said, that in, when I grew up, there were no such challenges like crime and all the things we hear now. But the only way that you could actually find yourself, because most of the time our parents weren't around us, was that we wanted to be like other people. For instance, I remember growing up, I used to look up to Pharrell Williams and Jay-Z.
Inkinga yethu ke njengoba ngishilo ukuthi sasingenayo thina inkinga yedakamizwa into le sando uyibona nje manje umuntu esekhulile inkinga sasinayo kwaba ukuthi ngenxa ukuthi abazali bethu babengahlezi bekhona eduze kwethu sagcina manje sesiyile nhlobo ethanda ukufana nabanye abantu kwenza isibonelo mina abantu engangibabukela phambili kwaku Sierra Williams no Jay-Z.
That night we went to that party, I remember I drank my first batch of alcohol and I smoked my first set of cigarettes that night.
Kodwa ngalolo suku noma lolo busuku ngaya okokuqala nga attend iparty noma ngaya kwiparty ngaqala ubhema usikelidwa moqala ngaqala ukuphuza ubia oqala.
We were young, there were no consequences because for us it was just, you know, being cool. And obviously, you know, if you are young and you could participate with people in high school, you know, that brought you a lot of respect. So for me, it meant a lot as a child who was always distant at home.
So kumina again, ngenxa yokuthi sasesifike lapho nanokuthi ngenxa yokuba sasibancane ukwenza kwethu decide kwethu ukuthi sobhema noma sophuza lapho kwakungena umthelela umngakanani kwi future yethu sasizitshela ukuthi sisebancane anyway nanokuthi lokho sasikwenza lapho.
And then just before everything started, came crashing down, in grade 8, as I said that I had a dream to get a scholarship, I did actually end up getting a scholarship for cricket, basketball, and water polo to Pantan Boys. It's a school in Durban. And the scholarship meant that my mom was not going to pay school fees. Everything was going to be covered for me. The only thing I had to do was to study and play sports. But because the devil had already started working in my life, and I was smoking and drinking and bunking school, things didn't work out for me.
Oh, ubethi ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi ngangisafunda amabanga aphansi manje ukuthi mina sengihamba amaphathi nabantu abasemabangeni aphezulu kwakungenza ukuthi nabanye bangibukele phezulu bangihloniphe. So ngenxa yalokho ke abazali bami babenginikeza imali ukuthi sokhokhela yonke ischool fees zakho wena udinge ukugwarisheka ngalutho thina sokukhava yonke into okwakho ukuthi ufunde uqhubeke udlale nama-sports. Kodwa mina ngenxa yempilo ngangisengiyikhethile ngangisengiqalile ukuphuza ngiqale nokubhema.
And because life is the way it is, that very same year, I remember when I was the third term. By the third term, I got called into the office and I was told that the school was going to revoke my scholarship because I hadn't attended any classes every Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the rest of the year. I was either at a house party, I was at an event, you can name it, smoking, drinking. Still, I told myself that no, I wasn't addicted or anything because I was still surrounded by privilege.
Gosu goltile ngabizelwe office lika principal bangitshela ukuthi ischolarship sami sebeyasicima manje nxa ukuthi angisahamba isikolo ngenxa yempilo engangisengiyikhethile ukuthi mina kusukela ngolwesihlanu umgqibelo nesonto angifiki nje esikoleni makuthiwa khona ama class akhona angifiki mina ngiyihambela ama party ngihambela ngiyoyiphuzela ngiyoyibhemela ngangayiboni ukuthi lezi zinto zingibambile ngenxa ukuthi ngangisavalelekwe under Leonard's privilege of partaking at Shekhaya, no buy, now you don't get anything eating.
And right after that year, that's when I believe my life really went down to the bottom because things all happened all together. For instance, my mom lost a lot of her financial power that she had. I lost the scholarship. My mother says she can't afford to keep me in the school. So now we have to even sell the house we live in for other problems in the family. We moved to a neighborhood called Enagena. It's about east of Pinetown.
Kwenzeka ke. Isiphelile scholarship sami noma uma wayenayo imali kodwa wathi hey manje anginayo imali yokuthi ngiqhubeke ngikukhokhele mina lapha nangenxa yezinye inkinga ke sasibhekene nazo ekhaya kwadinga ukuthi sidayise ngisho nanomuzi manje siyohlala kwenye indawo ethe ukuba sezingene eliphansana kancane.
Moving to this area was, I still believe to this day, the demise and the worst thing that could have happened to my life because, as I'd say, that the surrounding I lived in was always protected. This area was filled with, you can name it, from drug dealers, criminals of all sorts. And joining this school, the very same school that I went to, was a complete 360 from the previous school. Because in this school, the teachers didn't care. There was no scholarship. It was just bad. The kids were selling drugs at school, and it was for the first time I was exposed to a drug called ecstasy.
Njengoba ngishilo ukuthi isikole engangifunda kusona nendawo sasihlala kuyona yayivikelekile. Uningi lezinye inkinga ezinjengodlame, ubugebengu nayidakamizwa zazingekho. Kodwa manje kule ndawo sengihlala kuyona la, kwakhona ngisho ama drug dealer khona la eduze, yonke lento zilapha ngkwakho. Ngisho nasesikoleni othisha abafani nakulesa sikole bengifundisa kusona, bekune scholarship khona bekunakekela la othisha bakunakile wenza ukuthandayo.
And because by my nature, I've always been a person who adapts to environments and I'm easygoing with people. Long before I'd known it, I came to the school with a very sore heart. I was still angry at my mother, angry at myself because I was not living the life that I was used to. So the only way I thought that, no, I can cope with this was that I can actually join and be like these kids. And before long I knew it, I remember I started continuing going to parties. I wasn't smoking cigarettes anymore, drinking alcohol. I was excessively using a drug called ecstasy. And within a year after high school, I remember I went from taking the drug and to being friends with the drug dealer and selling ecstasy in my community.
Kwahamba kwaba kubi ngale ndlela ukuthi ngangagcinike manje ngokuthi ngaqala ukusebenzisa isidakamizwa sibizwa ngeecstasy. Kuyinto kodwa engenza kancane, kodwa ngokuhamba kwesikhathi yagcina singijovile manje lento, ngagcina sengisebenzisa kakhulu. To the point lapho ngagcina manje sengizwana nalo muntu oyidayisayo, ngagcina nami sengilidayisa leliphilisi.
In matric, I overdosed on ecstasy and I had to be taken to hospital, but not even that could stop me. I was so addicted to it that even on midweek, it would be Mondays, Tuesdays, Sundays, I was taking the drug. And with this drug, it's not just it. You also have to consume a lot of alcohol. It's basically a lifestyle. And since I wasn't working and I was attending so many parties, I fell into the lap of a group of guys who live Kwasanti, who at that time were actually a card scheming syndicate.
So kwenzeka ke ngelinye ilanga ngenxa leliphilisi elibizwa ngomgwinya ngisengiqalile ukuligwinya ngagwinya ngagwinya amaphilisi amaningi ukudlulela lokho umzimba wami ungakuthatha, in other words nga-overdose ngayolala esibhedlela.
And because I have a high understanding and a very big opportunity when it comes to computers, these guys and I had met before, I remember, at a couple of house parties. And obviously when you're under the influence of drugs, you talk to people, you talk about things that you wouldn't talk to normally. And I normally remember I would brag to people that even in primary school, I used to have more knowledge about computers than the guys in high school. I could program a computer in certain minutes. For me, that was just kind of my bragging sport. But they saw it as an opportunity. And they approached me to say, well, we're doing something like this. We're stealing money from people's cars. You don't have to be there. We just need you to help us with the IT stuff. And obviously, because I saw the money and I wanted to be part of the lifestyle, and still, I wanted to be cool. My entire life, I was all about being superior. I joined in.
Enye inkinga yesidakamizwa lesomgwenyo ukuthi awuliphuzi lodwa, lihamba notshwala. Kumele uphuze kakhulu utshwala. Kodwa-ke enye nansi-ke inkinga enganginayo kwaba ukuthi nganginesiphiwo kakhulu kwezobuchwepheshe, especially amakhompyutha. Ngangikwazi ukuwasebenzisa ngize ngidlule nabantu abasemabangeni aphezulu impela. So sengifike-ke kule ndawo ngahlangana nabangani abawrong ababeshaya amakhadi. So bangitshela-ke mina ukuthi no, uzokuholela wena ngenxa yalesi skill onaso wena. Awudingeki ukuthi ube khona amashaya ikhadi, wena uzosisiza nje ngezamakhompyutha. Ngingathatheka-ke nami ngenxa yokuthi ngangithanda ukuthi ngiyibone ngingcono kunabanye abantu, plus ngangithanda nale mpilo yokuduma.
I was involved in many counts of people being scammed of their credit cards, their ID cards, and all sorts of identity fraud. And unfortunately for me, in 2015, yes, I remember correctly, we were at a house party, me and these guys, that just come from doing what they do, and I was not with them. So when they came back to the party, we had to leave and go to another party, right? And I hadn't seen them for a long time. But as we just walked, we drove outside of this gate, a few cops come, they stopped the car, and they say they wanted to search this car.
Ngahlangabezana ngoba noba ngabona kuntshontshelwa abantu amakhadi abo, bentshontshelwa ama-ID wabo nezinye nje iy'nhlobo ngizothina indlela zoku-identify umuntu, ama-identities omuntu. Kwenzeka ngesinye isikhathi sikwiphathi, abangani bami bona babe kwenye iphathi, sathi masihamba-ke siyakubona amaphoyisa asibamba afuna ukusesha imoto.
And unfortunately for us, even though the cops were searching for something else, they ended up finding drugs. There was cocaine and some ecstasy in the car, and as well as other narcotics. And we were taken to the police station and we remained in.
Amaphoyisa wona ayifuna okunye kodwa athi maseqala ukusesha imoto yethu athola ukuthi khona iy'dakamizwa lapho ezinjengo-cocaine nezinye iy'dakamizwa egcineni-ke saboshwa.
And for me, that was the reality check that led me to understanding and seeing. Because as much as I was caught up in doing things, remember, like I said, I had never seen myself as someone who was struggling in life or who needed to do things. The money wasn't the problem. It was always what I wanted to get to in life. So even though we got arrested, since it was my first time ever, I was a first offender, I got off on something called admission of guilt. A certain amount was paid. And that very same day I went home, I found my mother and my sisters crying because some people had come looking for me in my house.
Noma kwakuzekwafikelela kufinyelela lapho sengiboshwa khona, mina ngangayiboni nginenkinga because ngangisenaleyo yamqondo ukuba neprivilege ukuthi yonke into vele ngiyayenzelwa ekhaya, ngidinge lutho. So ngangafikanga lapho ngibona isidingo sami ukuthi empeleni lezi zinto seziqala ukuba yinkinga yami. Nokho ngangiboshwa okokuqala, so ngakhishwa ngento ebizwa ngokuthi ngiyaqala uku-offender. So bathi kukhona nje nansika ibheyili engizokhokha encane, kwakhokhwa ngabe ngiyaphuma-ke.
Seeing my mother cry because of me was still one of the worst things I think I've ever done. And before she could even explain or tell me what had happened, she just said one thing to me. She said, I know what you've been going through and the things that you've been doing. The only way you can make this right is if you can wake up tomorrow with me. I've spoken to one of my old friends about this place, Ekranskop. It's called Wasizabantu. I believe that if I take you there, you are safe. Because if you stay here, the guys that came last night to look for you, it doesn't look like they wanted you to live.
Ngenxa yesenzo engangisenzile, uma wami nosisi wami ngabahlupha ngale ndlela ukuthi baze bakhala. Nami sengibona uma wami ekhala, yangihlupha nami leyo nto. Kodwa uma wami wathi khululeka ngani yami, ngiyazi ukuthi wena yizini inkinga obusuhlangabezene nazo nezinto obuzenza. Kodwa into yokusiza-ke ukuthi kusasa masivuka, umngani wami ngitshele ngendawo ongasizakala kuyona ese-Kranskop. So masivuka kusasa ngizoyithatha siye kuleyo ndawo uyothola khona usizo, ngoba kukhona abantu ebebekufuna la ekubonakala ngathi bafuna ukukubulala.
And that very next morning I remember I packed my bags. I was very, very against it, but because I was fearing for my life, and as well as I really wanted to make it up to my mom, we actually got on a taxi and we came all the way here. I remember when I first came here, I was very confused. I was still a bit bitter, you know, because I felt that I had known that everything had come to an end. But there was just that thing in me that still said, I want to go back to the beginning with that life that I was living.
Ngisho noma uma wami sengitshela ukuthi sizoza kule ndawo, ngangingafuni ngaphakathi kodwa ngakwenza nje ngoba ngisenzela uma. Sathi sesifikile nala, ingqondo yayisadidekile, ngangingakaqondi kahle kahle ukuthi ngizeleni la, ngoba mina ngaphakathi ngangifuna ukubuyela kuleya mpilo yasekuqaleni engangiyiphila.
So I joined the program, got a counselor, I settled in, I did my 21-day program, and on my 21-day, I remember I took my passport and went. It was not even a week. I remember I got home, it was my birthday. That very same weekend, I relapsed and I started using ecstasy again.
Ngafika-ke la ngabekezela ngenxa kamanga ngahlala i-21 days wami. Kwathi kuphela nje ngathola i-pass out ngabuyela ekhaya. Akuphelanga ngisho nesonto ngibuyela ekhaya, ngabuyela ey'dakamizweni.
And because my family is very supportive to this day, they saw what was happening. And my sister said, okay, maybe the only reason you are back is because you started hanging with your old friends and all this. Maybe if you can get a job or go back to school, things can get better for you. But unfortunately for me, my mother decided against that, and she said no, she's going to let me move to Pretoria to stay with my father. And that's where I managed to stay, I can say, sober, because in that side of the country, the things that I desired weren't near to me as they were in Durban.
Usisi wami watshelwa uma noma ngitshela mina ukuthi into ezongisiza ukuthi ngisuke kulabangani, ngoba yibona laba abangenza ngigcine sengibuyela kule zinto ebangangizenza. So okungcono ngithole umsebenzi ngisuke kulabangani, kube khona into engiyenzayo futhi nangesikhathi sami. Kodwa uma wami wama ngey'nyawo zombili wathi cha, ngeke kwenzeke lokho. Ya, uzohamba ngimthumele uyohlala ePitoli nobaba wakhe. Nangempela uma ngingasho kwangisiza lokho ngenxa yokuthi ngafika lapha angazi muntu nanokuthi nalezinto engiyifunayo azikho eduze kunalendawo engihlala khona njengaseThekwini laba engisuka khona.
In Joburg I stayed and things were seemingly a bit better with my dad. Yes, I stopped. I didn't pursue the use of drugs. Alcohol, I remember a couple of times I would drink, but I'd tell myself it's better than doing drugs. But one night, I remember I woke up in December, this time last year, and I said to myself, if I can just get 200, enough money to actually take a taxi or a ride and go to Wasizaban, and stay there this time and take what I did seriously and just get one more chance, I know that I'll make right. And I remember coming here, I didn't even have the phone number. And when I got to the gate, there was a group of guys standing there. It was on the 7th last year. A group of guys that are standing in the gate, and apparently they were being turned back because they were coming for the second time. But I don't know how. When one of the security guards saw me, he said, you know what, why don't you go and speak to Uandi personally, and if she says you're not right or whatever, then you can go. And I spoke to Uandi intensively. I apologized, and I actually just became honest to her. I didn't lie to her about that, what happened and everything, that I tried to be a better person, but I failed. And can she please give me a second chance? And this time, I'll do better.
Ekuhlaleni kwami ke no baba wami lapha ngazama ukuthi ngingasebenzisa idakamizwa kwangisiza lokho futhi kodwa ngangimane ngibuthinta utshwala lapho nalapho kodwa indlela engangiyiduduza ngayo kwakuthi kungcono utshwala kunokusebenzisa idakamizwa kodwa kwafika ipoint lapho ngibona khona ukuthi kwalokho akungisizi mangike ngathola nje imali yanele ngizokwazi ukuthi ngisuke khona lePitori ngigibele ngize la kwasiza abantu ukuze leya nto eyangisiza ekuqaleni ngiyithathe seriously ke manje ngithathe sinyathele siqade nangempela ngayithola imali ngafika la ngathi mangifika esangweni kukhona abajikiswayo kuthiwa abathathu abantu abafika kwesibili kodwa nhlanhla leyo ngathi mangifika mina omunye obhuto yeyi security wame esangweni lapha wathi no yazini ngenani nihambe niyokhuluma no-anti ma ukuthi ke wena waganga sekuthiwa angeke awuvumelekile ukuthi ubuye usuyohamba kodwa uma uthola umusa uzokwazi ukuhlala ngathola ke nami loyo musa ke ngakwazi ukungena ngafika ku-anti ngabeka lonke udaba ngaxolisa ngaleyo ndlela ngakwazi ukwamukeleka.
And that's the day I learned that being humble and being honest will get you far. Because ever since then, by the grace of God, I've been given an opportunity to help in the mission, I help in the kitchen. Earlier this year, I got a chance to go to a place I've always dreamed of going, which is Cape Town, on an outreach. And so many other wonderful experiences I've had. And I can honestly say that by listening to the call, whether it was God speaking to me or whoever, I always want to say that I'm thankful to listening to that call. And I appreciate every single thing that SIPSA has done for me, from Reverend Stegan, Anto Mkulu, all the co-workers and everything that I've been through. And I just want to start off in saying to you guys, especially to the youth, yesterday, guys, we hear about drugs, the wunga, the alcohol. But another drug that you guys need to be very careful of is popularity. And like I said, it comes with the cell phones. It comes with looking at your friend saying, okay, he's got that pair of shoe, I want it. That's where it normally starts. And that's those type of things can lead you to end where I am. But I want to thank God for everything.
So kafushane nje bethu uyabonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi wathola lelathuba nokuthi into yamsiza ukuthi athobeke alalele umetshelwa kuze kube imanje lokho kwamsiza isixwayiso benikeza abasha ukuthi yebo khona izidakamizwa ezaziwayo ezinjengohunga yabona inyawupe nakho konke lokho kunye kodwa esinye isidakamizwa yena esamoshayo ukufuna udumo so uxwayisa abasha ukuthi nigade lokho. I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's his name and surname, and he's from Hammersdale. I arrived here in 2018 December. I grew up with parents that did everything for me. I had everything I needed. I attended Sunday school. I attended church. I had no problems. I also studied very well. I was diligent in my schoolwork. But the problem started when I now started with my high school.
I
I met up with the wrong friends who introduced me to cigarette, dacha, and mandrax.
Because
of these drugs that I was taking, I could no longer continue normally with my studies. While the teacher is teaching, if it's too hot, I'll just walk out. Because now I couldn't listen to other people, I thought I knew better. And because of this mandrax that I was smoking, eventually it took me out of school. I met up with the wrong friends. We were troublesome, would even carry a gun to school. Now, eventually, I had cases against me at the school, and I couldn't go there anymore. I had cases in the community, so the people were looking for me. So I wasn't comfortable now going to school because they would go there looking for me as well. Eventually, I left school altogether. I joined a group of wrong friends who were murderers. Eventually, I joined in with them. I started killing people as well. Eventually, I became a jailbird. I was going in and out of jail, and I didn't care anymore. So I was arrested for robbery, I was housebreaking, you name them.
Ngizamile futhi ukuyishintsha impilo yami ngo-2016 ngahamba ngathi ngohlala eGoli.
I tried to change my life in 2016 by moving to Johannesburg.
Ngabe nginabangani abahlala khona eGoli. Ngathi mangifike eGoli ngafike ngafunda okunye khona okungekho right, ungalungile.
But because I had friends there, I thought I might as well just go there to change my life. But as soon as I got there, I got up with the wrong friends. I started learning new wrong things now that I didn't know. I had initially thought, because now I'm moving away from my old hometown where I grew up and with the wrong friends that caused me to do these wrong things, I'll be safe when I get there. But the problem was, when I got there, I got other wrong friends who did worse things than my other friends. So I found another kind of drug that they were smoking there. I don't know what the English name for that drug. But now the problem with that drug is it keeps you awake, so you can't really sleep with it if you've taken it. And because I didn't have money, I started robbing people, breaking into people's houses, just so I can feed this drug addiction of mine. But because now I didn't have a home there, I was renting a place and I had even started selling dacha there and I had many other cases against me. So I realized, no man, it's no longer safe for me here as well. So I might as well move away to a different area. I came back to Hammersdale. My parents were happy and relatives because they thought I had changed. But it wasn't long. I went back to my old friends and we started again with our old life.
Because
I remember one time we were really drunk with my friends. So we had a fight with someone. We beat them almost to death. And when they were taken to hospital, they eventually died there. That wasn't the first time we did something like that. I remember one time when I was with my friends, we had just robbed someone. So my friend had a cocked gun. So when we saw these two other guys coming towards us, they greeted us. My friend just pulled out the gun. Now, they also wanted to take out their own guns to try and shoot at us. But when they were busy cocking theirs, ours was already cocked. So my friend quickly shot the two of them. One of them died there and then. The other one was taken to hospital. So I was arrested while I was drunk in a mall.
So eventually
when I was there, all these other cases now arose. They reminded me that, yeah, you remember this case, but one of them you couldn't remember, but there's one where I robbed someone his phone. While I was in prison, my friend phoned me and said, no, I'll come and bail you out of jail. The following day, I received a call that people shot my friend.
So eventually
some of the cases against me were dropped, the charges, so I could go out. It was after my friend's funeral, so I went to their to his house, to his mother, to go and hear how things went. And she actually told me that there were many others who were shot and were put into a wardrobe. That's when I saw that I was actually fortunate that I wasn't there at that time, because they would have shot me as well, as they did with my other friends. And apparently they, while I was still in jail, they would be walking behind my house and they would be shooting into the air just to prove a point that they're still looking for me, that when they see me, they'll shoot me as well. So that calmed down, so I thought everything is calming down. So I thought, okay, let me move to another area, to my relatives. So these relatives of mine phoned me to ask can't I arrange a place for them to stay, because they've got too many cases. It's very hot where they are. They want a place to run to. So I said, no, no problem. I'll arrange something for you. It wasn't a week that they were in Hammersdale. I got a place for them. We stayed together. All nine of them had guns. I was the only one who didn't have a gun. So they came with a lot of cash. So we used that money and lived off it to rent and buy food and whatsoever. Eventually that money ran off, so they told me, no, now we need to go and rob other people to make more money. So they told me we're gonna board the last train. So they told me we're going, there's one man with a shop, we're going to rob him now. So I thought, anyway, I don't have money and I'm used to robbing people, so why not? So I went along. So when we got there, the mother and father of that house, they were busy counting the store money. So when we got there, all that money was there. Others went into the rooms collecting clothes while some of us were collecting all this money. So we took a lot of inventory from the shop as well as the money and many other things. But as we were walking out, now the father of that house also followed us out. Now my friends had their guns on their hands. I was in front. I only heard gunshots. When I looked back, I saw the man falling down. Now, my friends were using muti, witchcraft. So they had chicken bones that they tied things around it, and it had all sorts of spells on it. So they say they use that to kill dogs. So when we got there, they threw a few of those bones there, and we would hear the dogs barking once or twice and then die. When I stood there, I thought, no man, I'm not going in. I took a whole pack of 20 cigarettes. I smoked it one after the other, and I told them, no, I can't go in there after seeing everything that you guys just did. Eventually, we didn't go into that house. We went back home. So eventually, we walked on the railway because it was already dark, and the last train had already gone. Eventually, we walked up to Kwandengezi, where we got a train that will take us home. Because we had enough money now, we continued with our drugs, with our parties, inviting girls and all of that. Now, my family members or relatives told me, no man, part ways with these people, because they did whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, if they really saw a need. So I thought to myself, why must I leave them? I don't have anything either, so I might as well stay with them, because at least I get something.
Richmond.
They also got intel that there's a farm that they must rob now. So they told me, no, we're going there. I told them, no, I'm not going. So they went.
And
But the person who leaked that intel actually wanted to trap them. He knew it was them who were robbing specific places. Now he contacted the police and informed them that they will be at that place at this time. Now, three of my friends had tummy problems, so they couldn't also go along with these guys. Now, I saw these friends of mine on TV. Some of them, you could only recognize them by their takis, the takis they were wearing, because the police had shot them to such an extent that you couldn't even recognize the face.
Namike kulamacala engangwenza amaphoyisa ayengifuna kakhulu engangithola ngihlezi kuwumuntu olibe baleka isigcino nga ekhaya ngahamba ngisimo sokuthi amaphoyisa ahlupha ugogo manje ugogo akasakwazi ukulala nami wabe ngilibe ngifika njalo ngizodla ntambama ngithatha izingubo zokugqoka sengiwumuntu nje ofika ebusuku nasekuseni phela.
Now, I was also very troublesome at home. I wasn't staying at home. I would come back during the night just to have something to eat and change of clothes. I would only come at home in the evenings or the night and go during the early hours of the morning. I ran away to a place called Itshelimnyama, Blackstone. So when I got there, I had two friends there. One of them was doing drugs and the other one was just drinking. So I didn't need to buy drugs anymore because these guys were working. Whenever they come back home, they'll say, no, here's some money or we bought something for you and they'll give me. I used to take a drug called, it was written Boss, and it's really a thick pill. I was now getting used to the place I was staying in, so now I was starting to attend, go to parties, take ecstasy and whatnot else. I started getting in contact with drug dealers who were dealing with
hunger. Eventually,
I decided I must also start selling this hunger or low-grade heroin so that I can also make a living for myself, because there was no one taking care of me. I had ran away from home. And I think when I took that drug, the following day, people woke me up and told me, hey man, you stole a TV. And they beat me almost to death. I woke up in the hospital. I would tell them, no, I didn't steal any TV. I don't know anything about this, but they will continue beating me up. And because they saw I have a 26 tattoo on my forearm, they said, yeah, we know you. All these gangsters, you think you're too clever. You don't want to admit when you do something wrong. And they will beat me all the more.
abantu babe ngishanje bangishaya kwaze kwasa bangithele ngoparafini bathi bafuna ukungishisa babuye bakhuzane bodwa.
They would pour paraffin on me and wanted to set me alight, but others would say, no, stop, let's not burn him.
So avele wena nala usuke khona ubulala umuntu wena wenza amacala nje wena siyakwazi wena.
And they would say, no, we know you kill people, you deserve this.
Ayi kwaya ke ngafika ubaba wangithatha ngise sibedlela.
Then my father got me there and took me to hospital.
Okunye bese ngikhohliwe ngase nganga futhi nakhona etshela iminyama kuno toll gate ngaphesheya kwakhona.
And even when I was there at etshela iminyama, which means Blackstone, I was also up to mischief. There was a toll gate on the other side of the road.
Ku toll gate khona kuyahayi kwa mingabuye Goli noma eMaritzburg noma eMaston ngase nami ngibhala ibhodi ngobani kakuneyigebengu eyiganga khona ngizwana nazo kuwabangani bami wabubhala ibhodi ukuthi mhlawumbe uye eMaritzburg.
So now normally close to that toll gate, people would hike from there. They would write a small note or notice on a board to say where they are going, so a car would stop for them if it's going to towards that direction.
Ngoba mase ngiphila impilo yokuhayi kamise uhayikile usuya xavuna amafoni omuntu la ubaleke nakho noma i-laptop nomoli ngase ngiphila leyo mpilo leyo.
Basically, now I had started with this lifestyle of hiking, and while I'm in the car I would look for valuables that I will take. When as soon as I get a chance to go out, I would run away with those things, be it laptops, cell phones, or whatever other valuables.
Lento ngiyenza kodwa abanye abafethu njengoba ngifikile ngizoganga nabo ngiyenza lento bengazi abanye ukuthi basholele khona la yabo kodwa mina ngiyayenza lento ngiyaganga ngisimo sokuthi nami ngifuna imali.
I knew people who did this, who lived this kind of lifestyle, were beaten to death or they died by other means because of this lifestyle. But although I knew that, I consoled myself by the fact that I don't have anyone, so this is my only way of survival.
Minti angisiza ukuthi ngize la emishini ngawunyaka odlule ngo 2018 ngo December. UMashu usowangitshela ekhaya wathi kumele uze kule ndawo manje mntanami, ngathi mina yabona uma ngazi usiya ngizonda ke manje usefuna ngike kule ndawo manje.
Now, what helped me was my mother told me about this place. She said, no, my child, the only thing that's going to help you now is to come to Gwasa's Abantu Mission. They will help you. But then I thought, ay, my mother doesn't want me. She wants to send me to this place now.
Oh, ngithe ngifika la ekhaya, ay, bangamukele kahle la ekhaya, wabo ngihlale kube mnandi. Ngithola ukuthi ekhaya kunamakhansela abekiwe.
So when I got here, I was welcomed warmly and I was accepted, and I was told that I need to get a counselor as well.
Nami kunabafethi abakhona la ngaphakathi bengisizayo bangitholile i-counselor. Ngakwazi ukuthi nami ngivume izono zami zonke engangizenza.
There were other brothers who were here before me, so they helped me get a counselor. That's when I started bringing all these sins that I had committed to the Lord.
Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho ukuthi akwazi ukuthi angisize.
And I really thank God who helped me to bring all those things into the light.
Into engisiza kakhulu ukuthi ngamukele uJesu abe inkosi nomsindisi empilweni yami.
Above all else, what really helped me was to accept the Lord Jesus as the Lord and my Savior.
Ukwenza kwami zonke lezi zinto lezoganga kungithatha ukuthi njengoba sengila ngihambe ngiyoxolisa kubantu ngaphandle ekangibantshintshelile iy'nto zabo ngibaqekezelile. Wabo nje khona umuzi la ngafika khona ngiyoxolisa komunye umama, shouthi ngempilo angiyiphile ukuthi ngangihlala nomfana wakhe ngibhemele iphilisi khona sicasha masifunda amaphoyisa. Shouthi ngathi uma ngifika khona kulo muzi ngifica omunye ubhuti engamtshintshelile i-laptop khona.
So because the Lord had started a work in my life, I knew I had to go back and do restitution. So I went back to apologize to one young chap that I used to stay with, and we would do drugs together. I went to apologize to him and his mother. But when I got there, I found out there was another man whom we stole a laptop from.
Now,
he was drunk back in that time. He was drunk, dead drunk, and I stole his laptop and his amplifier. He didn't know it was me. He thought it was my other friends, but I went to him and apologized and told him, no, I was the one who stole your things, and I'm really sorry for that.
Now
compare that, the value of the things that I had stolen, to what he asked me to pay. He said, no, you can just pay 200 rands. That will be enough for all the debt that you owe me. Because he said, what's important is the fact that you could come and apologize while you're still alive. So I went to another house where I stole a DVD. I went there, they didn't know it was me also. So I went and apologized and said, I'm the one who stole your DVD. So they said they really accept my apology, and they'd already started now suspecting their son that maybe it's him who sold the DVD, but they were glad that I came and they forgave me. Even now, there are people that I must still make right with, and I trust that the Lord will help me in that. Thank you very much. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's his name and surname. He's from Durban. I grew up in a wonderful home, and it's only two of us from my mother's side. I grew up enjoying soccer and other sports. In the year 1997, we moved now from Durban to a certain area. Which is a sort of a suburb area. So in that way, my mother thought she is taking me away from the township environment into a more protected environment. But then when I got there, I also met up with wrong friends. Started smoking cigarette and drinking alcohol. When I went to high school, I started taking ecstasy. Started attending or going to nightclubs. Until when I got to grade 11, I started failing. Now, after failing my grade 11, I thought, what's the point of continuing with school? So I left even the home. I went to go stay in
the
Point
area.
While I was there at the Point area in Durban, I started getting involved now with wrong friends, starting robbing people. I started going in and out of jail. I spent in total of about 5 years staying there. Now my mother became ill because of the things that, or the reports that she was getting about the things I was busy with. So I had to go back home now because my mother was unwell. And I got home, things weren't going very well at home. So I thought, let me change my lifestyle. Maybe let me go back to school. After taking that decision, things started getting better. My mother also started getting better. Fortunately, I matriculated. I finished my matric. So I got a job at Glenwood High School. So I was well behaved for a few years working there. But then I started again with my alcohol. I drank excessively to the point where I had to now be fired at work. After my dismissal at work, I started now doing harder drugs. I started taking heroin. I started selling now all these valuables that I had collected, all my assets that I had collected over these
years.
After I had sold everything that belonged to me, I started stealing from my brother. I started robbing people. My life started going back now to square
one.
I heard from there was one gentleman whom we used to do wrong things with, the Numbilo, who was here and he got helped. So when he went back home, he told me about this place. So when I came here, I thought I'll just stay for these 21 days that they're talking about, and then I go back home. When I got here, I realized that what they had told me about this place doesn't do justice to what I was seeing. So we were told now that we need to start confessing our sins and to make our lives right and to go and be reconciled with people outside. After having confessed these things, it was actually now much easier to stop doing those things. Even the way I was thinking, my way of thinking was transformed. So I also got an opportunity now to go back home to my brother and my sister and my mother to go and make right. They welcomed me and they were very happy for what had become of me. And after I'd made right with them, I came back home. My life changed drastically. I would like to thank Reverend Stegen for allowing us to come to this place. I would like to thank the aunties that helped counsel us. And I would like to thank our other brothers who help us and motivate us along the way. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to the young men that just shared their testimonies.
yasizakala ngokuba ithole ithuba lokuthi iye kwi-counseling, isho spiritual counseling, ukuba iyokhuluma ivume izono zayo.
Now, the last young man who testified here mentioned that what helped him was to go for counseling, and by that he means spiritual counseling, to confess one's sin.
Ingakazivumi izono zayo izihlambulule yayisigqila sesono.
Before confessing his sins and forsaking them, he was a slave unto sin.
Kodwa isitholile ithuba lokuhlala phansi nomntwana kaNkulunkulu, yakhuluma, yabhoboka, yagonyuluka, konke okusenhlizweni wehla umthwalo, yakhululeka.
But after he sat down with a child of the Lord, poured out his heart, revealed, brought these things to the light, he felt as if a burden was lifted off his shoulders.
Abanye iningi labo babuya kuma rehab ihlobo zichithile inkulungwane zeimali bebasa kuma rehab abasizakalanga bafika la bathola amathuba okuba bazihlambulule bakhulume okusenhlizweni bathola ubukhuleko bathethelelwe izono zabo bakhululeke emphefumulweni belapheka baphiliswa esifweni sokuthandizwe nezono.
Now many of these young men have been in and out of rehabs. That didn't help them. But when they came here and started making their lives right, bringing everything to the light, their lives were transformed.
Lokhu kusinika umbiko othi nawe uma unomhlobo wakho maziyo owaziyo ukuthi usemaketangeni eyidakamizwa usebugqileni bokweba nani ungamluleka awuye khona indawo kuthiwa kwasiza abantu ungafika usizakale uma uhlala phansi nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukhulume okusenhlizweni yakho nokukhathazayo uthole umkhuleko wokubuxolela izono zakho uyophiliswa kuphela ukuqalekele idakamizwa.
If you know of a relative or a friend who is addicted to drugs and doing crime and all of that, you can help them, advise them that there's a place called Kwasizabantu Mission where they can come and be freed from this addiction and these chains that have bound them.
Lokhu futhi kusinika umbiko othi nawe kungenzeka ukuba lapha nje uqilazekile umzimba wakho ufuna idakamizwa ufuna isono ufuna ukuyoganga. Ungalisebenzisa leli thuba ngoba nakho uNkulunkulu wenzela ithuba lokuba ufike ukuba uhlale phansi nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ugonyuluke ukhulume ukuze uthole umkhuleko ukhululeke nawe kulento egqilazayo emphefumulweni wakho.
We also get out of this same message that you might be here, maybe you know that you have a problem of drug addiction or whatever other problem that you're facing.
Now,
here's a solution now. You are given an opportunity. Sit down with the child of the Lord. Bring everything to the light. Pour out your heart. Speak out your mind. Bring all these things into the light and you will receive this freedom as well.
Gumba usiso isigqila se heroin, I cocaine, I hunger, ecstasy na kogonke lokhu. Kodwa wena usikilithi. Mhlambe kwamanje usahlalisekile kahle phansi. Izophela nini inkonzo? Nange ngasaphethi. Sikilidi ukubiza phandle futhi uzoyobhemela toilet. Toilet.
Maybe
fakini demlonyeni uyigwinye.
Maybe you are not enslaved by these hard drugs such as heroin, hunger, cocaine, ecstasy and these other drugs, but maybe for you it's just cigarette. Maybe even while you're sitting here, you're craving, you're thinking, hey, when are they going to finish here? I need to have my pool, you know. And then you go to the toilets, there by the toilets, you put that cigarette into your mouth and you defile your body.
Mhlambe wena kuzona lezo idakamizwe ezigqilazile. Okunye, sike sezwa nasekuseni kukhulunywa indaba ya pornography. iithombe zobunqulo uhluphekile ngoba sesenkonzweni mhlawumbe lo ukhumbula nefoni lokuyivula ufuna ukuphenya lezi yazinto uyisigqila uyisiboshwa sepornography ungakhululeka kungaba yithuba lokukhululeka kwakho njengobula nje ufikile kwasiza abantu.
Maybe for you you don't have a problem of such kinds of drugs. Maybe your drug is pornography. Even while sitting here, your fingers, you can't stop flicking your screen and looking at those pictures. You're addicted to it, you know. But here's an opportunity for you. You can also be freed from it.
Mhlambe wena sakho isifo esigqilazile uhleli nje umfana amehlo akho awapheli ngapha ilokhu jeqeza ngapha mhlambe uyintombazane amehlo akho awapheli ilokhu liphonsa ngale kwepassage iso ulijikjela ngale uyisigqila sokuthanda abafana uyisigqila sokuthanda amantombazane.
Maybe your drug is not those. Maybe your drug is your eyes. If you are a man, you're sitting this side, but your eyes can't stop looking that side. You have to look that side. Or maybe if you are a girl, you can't help yourself but to look this side. You are addicted to loving boys or loving girls.
UNkulunkulu othanda bonke abantu ukuba basindiswe kungasali noyedwa engasindiswanga ukwenzela ithuba elihle lokuthi ufike nawe la enkonzweni ukuze ukwazi ukukhuluma lento uyiveze ekukhanyeni kwenkosi lento uyivume lento egqilazile ukuze uhambe ubuyele ekhaya ungokhululekileyo.
Now God doesn't want any one of us not to be saved. He wants all of us to be saved. That's why he brought all of us here, that we can receive this forgiveness, that we can receive this freedom, that when we go back home, we'll be free indeed.
UNkulunkulu kwangathi ngaba nomusa kithina sonke, kube khona esizokuzuza, sibuyele emakhaya, sibe ngabaphilile, singabaphilile emoyeni.
May God be gracious to us, that when we go back home, we'll be alive again spiritually.